Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 105 of the PowerCast. This actually is a conversation that we had while we were waiting for a guest to show up. And it ended up being long enough that it's an episode. I didn't want to make a two-hour episode about two entirely different things. So be looking for part two to come soon, which is one that's near and dear to me. But our sponsors for this episode are HowMuchAdventure.net, DPowerMagazine.com, and CavemanCoffeeCo.com. So anyway, enjoy this one.
Post some donuts on that.
Hello?
Donuts.
Recorded live in Super Training Gym in Sacramento, California. This is Mark Bell's PowerCast.
Very comfortable, but we got a pecker cam poking right at my
crotch cam.
I'll give him one of these instead.
Sometimes shorts don't like. Who's this fat fuck talking?
I don't know. We're going to have to do something because...
I'll do the fucking intro, goddammit.
That guy sounds obese.
Diabetes breath.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Actually, that's a thing. That's a thing.
It's keto breath keto, and diabetes.
Diabetes acidosis, I think.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Or lardosis. Lard just shooting out of your fucking
lard
mouth. The stick of butter just constantly streaming from his body.
It's like the butter machine at the movie popcorn.
Matt Mickerson, we know that you're listening somewhere.
And we also know you're probably 50 pounds heavier than
San
you
Jose.
Were.
Get your hand out of your fucking pants for 1 second. And you don't need both hands, let's be honest.
Yeah. You need maybe a pinky finger.
Yeah, you need maybe one or two fingers at the most.
Speaking of fat people, I saw a picture.
Fingering his asshole probably more so than anything else.
I saw a picture from last year because I was pulling some pictures up for this episode. And Fat Dan, a year ago, was less fat.
Yeah, like, I don't doubt it.
What the fuck?
Fat Dan's disgusting.
The issue is he's probably gained a little bit of muscle and lost not much fat. Did someone just fart or is that my thing?
That's me. I farted with my mouth.
And then, and then he looks a little more fat.
He is fat.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah. Fat Dan, I know he's listening too. You're gross.
Yeah, I think
the only people that listen to the show are our team, I think.
Yeah.
Some of the team members actually listen to it.
No, I think all of them do.
I know. Some of them pretend like they don't, though.
Yeah. I like when some of them say, oh, yeah, I've watched a couple of your clips on YouTube. It's like, no, you haven't, because you're lifting like shit.
Yeah, you look like a fucking idiot.
You should go back and watch that again and actually maybe turn the fucking volume on.
Yeah.
So you can hear what's going on.
Oh, my God. That's so common on YouTube comments, too, where people will say, well, meh, 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 meh. It's like, okay, well, that's covered in the commentary.
Right.
If you actually listen to it.
What do they say again? That sounded like our fans.
It's like, oh, yeah, you know, that's not to depth, and that's not this, and don't do it like that, and don't raise your head when you bench press, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I think I watched every supertraining.tv.
I heard you can't do that in competition. They get all pissed.
Yeah, they're lame. I watched every supertraining.tv clip until I started like being part of them.
Right.
And then I stopped watching them.
Yeah. I don't watch a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, all we do, you know, is analyze each other lifting.
Right.
Pretty much the entire training session.
You
know,
we're
always looking.
Well, you and me.
And nitpicking.
Who knows what the hell everyone else is doing in there.
Yeah. Well, even Fat Dan is committing to.
Yeah. Trying to get better.
He's committing to just... changing up his form a little bit. He was squatting pretty fast for a little while where he's descending fast, which is a great technique. Yeah. It can be really beneficial for a lot of people.
Don't move, Smelly.
Works great for Max Aida.
Look in the monitor. It looks like Jordan's about to dunk on both you fuckers right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Where is he?
He's right in between you. He's dunking on both you. Your yellow shoulder.
Just killed him.
Yeah,
but like Max Aida squats pretty fast,
yeah.
But he squats with a tremendous amount of control.
Yeah,
right.
Even Dan Green,
descends
pretty quick.
Yeah, well, he's handling a lot of weight, and his body weight's not that heavy. But those guys are doing something different than just moving fast. They're just smashing the hole as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Sounds gross, but that's what they're doing. They're just hitting the bottom as hard as they can.
Smashing,
bottoming
holes.
Out.
But, #smash holes.
When Dan was doing it, I think he was losing like his knees and his lower back a little bit, and then he was getting off track a little bit. So sometimes you got to go back and fix your shit.
I think Max changed it up too. Who moved his stance out compared to what he used to do for weightlifting?
He's smashing shit right now.
Yeah, did you see him?
Nasty shit.
He'll move his stance out bar a little lower, control the descend a little bit more, and then now, that's now. And before, his stance was in a little bit more, bar a little higher, and then he kind of typical
he's
weightlifter.
He's been messing with some high bar stuff.
Yeah, did you see that? 550?
Yeah.
No belt.
Just
no wraps.
Sleeves. I think he weighs, what, 220 maybe, normally?
I'd say, 220, 230, depending on his.
That's pretty goddamn impressive, and he pulls around 700 too.
Yeah, his deadlift form's amazing.
God damn.
We need to get him up here.
Yeah, how about...
we only had him on the phone, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should have him in person.
Yeah, we need to get him here.
Mr. Aida.
How about goddamn Ronda Rousey?
Most dominant athlete in history? Ever? Dominant. Well, maybe not the best. Maybe not this or that. Most dominant.
Yeah.
Well, I would say not the best because she hasn't really been tested.
Well, you could argue that her pool's less. How many girls are doing MMA compared to girls doing soccer?
Right.
Right.
But most dominant, I'd say yes.
Well, you have to always look at the great one, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky is the, you know, he's the guy that everybody compares themselves to. Mm-hmm. Even when they try to compare Jordan and anybody else, when it came to stats, just no one even came close to stacking up with the distance that Wayne Gretzky had between the other athletes was too great. You know, he was just that much better. And I know there's right now there's some. I don't follow a ton of hockey, but there's some fucking specimens in hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Sidney Crosby's really good.
Some of these dudes are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 100-mile-an-hour fucking slap shot, and they're jacked.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these dudes are fucking jacked.
They're agile as shit on the ice.
Yeah, they're really remarkable. So I know that those guys would fucking, you know, knock Wayne Gretzky's head into the 10th row. But
maybe Gretzky's one of the best.
Right.
But in pure, like, dominance, like one-on-one dominance. Me and Mark were texting, and I said Rousey 1, Shaq 2. Because Shaq wasn't the best basketball player of all time by any means, but he was the most dominant. One-on-one situation, he's getting a bucket.
Yeah, there's a lot of great – I mean, you know, you got like – I think what everybody remembers about Jordan is like when it seemed like it mattered the most, he took over the game and won.
Yeah.
And that's Montana, too.
Yeah, Joe Montana was fucking awesome that way. Yeah. I just remember watching him as a kid and just being so like motivated and inspired by that. It was just – it was fucking awesome to watch, and you knew that he was going to fucking score.
Yeah.
And Elway was kind of the same way, but Elway fell short a few times in the Super Bowls. I know he ended up winning two on his way out, which was fucking awesome to see, but you know, he struggled through like four of them. He did make it to fucking six of them, which no other quarterback's
ever. That's pretty impressive.
Done. Yeah. If my numbers are correct, I used to be a real nerd and know them all, but I don't remember them all now.
All that stuff, like he had a hell of a squad too, though. Like best tight end of all time, one of the top 20 running backs.
2,000 yard rusher.
Yeah. Defense was fucking all on steroids, smashing everybody's face off.
EAS. That's erased steroids and put in EAS.
Yeah, they were smashing him. It was Romanowski. I don't know if he was on the team then.
Yeah, Romo was a freak.
But he came up with a whole book about drugs and steroids in the NFL, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't read it, but I heard an interview with him and it sounded amazing. He's like, yeah, everyone's in the back of the airplane just grabbing whatever's open.
Yeah.
Like there's just unlabeled pills everywhere.
Speaking of being mischievous, mischievous.
I think both. Mischievous.
I think both. Fucking Alden Smith got in trouble again. Another DUI.
Oh, really? I didn't read that today, yesterday?
Last night?
Yeah, last
night. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Damn.
He claims it's not that and the truth will come out, but they always say that.
Yeah, I mean, a DUI is
a
DUI.
There was a few charges, though, too. There was like three or four charges with the same like incident.
Well, that's when things started coming out of the closet at his house party or whatever. First, it was like a house party and there's illegal narcotics. All right, then it's like a house party and there's a gun. Then it's a house party and he shot the gun. And then, you know, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, literally, who knows? You can't say anything, but... He could potentially be one of the best defenders of all time.
Yeah.
DUI hit and run.
Yeah. That sounds pretty bad. Yeah. There's
hit
no
and
way.
Run and vandalism charges.
So what's the worst? He's not drunk and then it's just a hit and run? You know, like either way, it's just not good.
And it's
probably 2 a.m, right?
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing at 2 a.m, doing nothing?
Nothing good happens past 11 o'clock. That's what my dad always said.
That's why I'm in bed by 10:30.
Yep.
Suspicion of drunken driving, which means that he wouldn't submit
to 25 years old?
To a breathalyzer.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He's like one of the best defensive ends in the whole league, and he's been in trouble a ton and
I wonder,
injured a bunch. And
The league's never really put anything down on him, right? It's only the Niners? Like in terms of suspensions and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I
think it was only the Niners.
But if you look at precedent, they may be giving him the heave-ho. The question is...
Oh, yeah, 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 no doubt. But I just mean, like, the, he's not suspended for any games based on the, like, NFL
not
commissioner.
So far, no.
Yeah, it's only
these
the
guys,
Niners.
Nowadays, I think they have less excuses for this kind of behavior because I do think, and I don't know, but I do think that they have systems in place to help these guys. They have experts that can help these guys out of weird situations. Yeah. They also have cars that can drive you anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And right. Even nowadays, there's fucking Uber.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, there's tons of assistant coaches, you know. Like, yeah, there's a quarterback coach, but I'm sure there's like a fucking social media
coach.
Yeah,
but I think they literally have like a company that will drive, which a lot of companies have, not just the NFL.
No,
a lot of companies have.
Limo
my brother-in-law's company, he works for Young's Market, which is a basically a liquor company. And they have a service that, that they don't. They know that you're going to drink when you go out with clients. So.
Yeah, so it's a car service. Yeah.
They have a car service. You don't drive around like an idiot.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. But even at like junior college level basketball, our assistant coach like killed us. Like, hey, no social media. Like, don't be fucking idiots. Like, like every time before you tweet, think about the team. Like, think about what you're about to fucking say.
Yeah,
yeah, man. It's
There was a the local. High school sports writer Joe Davidson for the SACB here in Sacramento. He was on the radio last night, and he was talking about stuff like that and how it ruins a lot of even high school potential to go to bigger schools.
Right.
Who, you know, these kids could probably go to the NFL based on their fucking skills, but they're on Twitter dropping the N-word and dropping this and dropping that. And then, of course, coaches from Alabama are like, do I really want this character on my team? Because then it might end up something like this.
Yeah. I think Instagram's a little safer. You know, you can just go on Instagram and see the booty shots and just, you know,
I feel like Instagram,
do your thing to them and move on.
Instagram's like one picture. I know, like, Facebook was a big deal because, like, okay, we're at a party and there's some chick in the corner taking pictures, thinking it's funny, and then post pictures of all of us hammered. And then our employer's looking to hire us, goes to our Facebook, boom, she sees all that. But Instagram, you're doing it. It's only one picture.
Right.
Maybe it's a snapshot of the night, but you just fucking whatever.
And you might be squared out.
Yeah.
You might be this. You might not fit into the fucking square frame.
It's true.
Like, is that you? No.
You might got it insta-sized out.
Yeah. You're just barely out of frame. Anyway, let's go back to talking about dominant athletes. You know, Tyson was on a real roll for a while there before he ran into Buster Douglas.
Yeah. Well, everyone has an end. Ronda's going to get knocked out eventually or lose.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just no doubt.
Most people lose, except for Rocky Marciano.
Yeah.
Every white guy pulled Rocky Marciano out the ass.
And even The Undertaker lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
His WrestleMania
streak. Yeah.
So sad.
Cena got his nose busted.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Did you see a picture?
Yeah. He would have fucking been here at Super Training this week if he didn't get
Seth
killed.
Seth Rollins
killed him.
Yeah.
It literally was under his right eyeball.
Seth Rollins grabbed him by the head and kneed him in the face.
Yeah, it came from a good one.
And, oh, you think this shit's fake all the time?
Yeah.
Take that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, and I haven't seen the whole thing, but I heard that it turned pretty early, that it was pretty clear that they were really wailing on each other.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch the fight either. Yeah. I just saw a replay.
Yeah, he got kneed in the face really bad, and he he finished the match. The problem is any injury is going to, like, turn worse as you progress through a match like that. But in this particular case, with it being your face and the pressure, I had my eyes all fucked up, and then I came and I squatted, and then they got worse that one time, and I ended up getting an infection in my throat, even, like, just because the pressure in my fucking head.
Yeah. Right.
Everything
right.
got all kinds of crazy.
Post-nasal drip or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Post-anal drip, I think. All kinds of craziness.
You got pre-anal drip, post-anal drip.
Yeah, yeah.
Pre-anal drip, that's scary.
But shit just got out of hand. But in Cena's case, I think that's what happened. I think he got popped in the nose, and I think he did just, you know, a typical break of his nose. And then I think...
I think it was bad.
Hitting the canvas multiple times after that and trying to finish the match made it worse.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I think I broke my nose once. It got pretty jacked up. I got, like, headbutted.
That nose?
Yeah, I know. It's not just Italian. It's Italian and broken.
Jesus Christ.
And it bled. It bled through the nostrils and through the cut for, like, 10 hours, you know? Like, just wouldn't
Holy
stop
shit.
Bleeding, you know?
What'd you do?
Nothing. Just shoved as much cotton.
What happened?
Oh,
though?
Basketball. Oh. I was, like, going for a deep pass, and I had to turn around to catch it.
Someone elbow you?
Some retard didn't even turn around and just ran at me, like, hands up, head first. I'm like, what?
Oh,
like
his head?
Yeah, like a DB, you know? But, like, you can't fucking do that in basketball, you know? So, yeah, his head just straight headbutt me. And I continued the game or whatever, but it got really fucking swollen, black eyes, all that. But, like, what are you going to do? It's like a broken finger. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like go to a doctor?
Well, Cena, I'm sure, did, because you go to a plastic surgeon and they tape it up.
Yeah, so. Well, and Cena's literally looked like it snapped in two. Like part of it got displaced under his nose. Mine just was really swollen, and now it's like a tiny bit crooked. But
yeah, I think he might have
like, I'm not going to do anything.
It's got to be splinted because it's cartilage. Your nose is mostly cartilage, so there's no blood supply to cartilage, so it's got to line up.
Yeah,
so
Cena's is really fucked up.
I think they gave him a wicked pair of Groucho Marx glasses, and I think he'll be fine.
Just cruise around Hollywood.
Yeah. My first day ever of wrestling practice. Wrestling is just so funny to even think about any of it now. It's so just weird. But I was wrestling this guy, Matt Hall. Matt Hall was in and out of the joint. I think he's still in the joint. So he's probably not listening to this.
Well, maybe he is. They might have podcasts.
Yeah. Matt was a crazy son of a bitch. Just kind of looked a little bit like... what's the Huntington Beach bad boy? What's the guy's name? What do they call him?
Might be before my time.
God damn, the UFC guy.
We need your brother.
It'll come to my head sooner or later. Anyway, he looked a little bit like that, tatted up, kind of crazy looking. And I was wrestling with him. He had me in a full Nelson. And I kind of broke out of Tito Ortiz. There we go. I broke out of the full Nelson. And like when you break out of stuff. Like in wrestling, you're always trying to make stuff like definitive. Like, okay, that just happened. I saw that guy did that move, and now he's clear to go do another move.
Where in MMA, it's not always
almost
like that.
Because MMA is real. It actually looks fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to make it like theatrical, I guess you'd say. Almost like a fight scene. You know, like a fight scene in a movie, it's like dot, 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 dot,
with,
dot,
yeah,
dot,
with some choreography.
Like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And you see like one guy's clearly blocking the other guy's stuff, and then the other guy's clearly landing the punches and stuff like that. So I break out of this full Nelson. I kind of slam my feet down. Well, I slam my feet down. I kind of slam my head back also. And I just felt his nose just squish on the back of my head. And he goes, fuck! And he, like, hits the ground. And I just saw blood everywhere. I'm like, I'm getting out of the fucking
ring.
Yeah,
he's going to be so angry.
Yeah, because he did a lot of MMA-type stuff. And I was like, I probably just need to get myself. And he was totally fine, which was awesome.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I would have died that day.
But yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
You know, guy, he's actually a YouTuber now. His name's Jerry Ward. I guess he used to do a bunch of wrestling. I think he's about your age. I didn't know that, but then I just watched one of his YouTube videos.
Was he cutting a promo?
No, he was just talking. He did a Q&A, I think, on Instagram or something. He's like, wrestling only. And I thought, oh, he's a wrestling fan, so I watched it or whatever. I thought it'd be funny. But I guess he used to wrestle in all these, in like the developmental leagues or whatever back in the day.
Cool.
And I think he's about your age. I forgot. But now he's like, bodybuilding and all that shit.
He's a tuber?
Yeah, he's a tuber. He's one of the YouTubers.
I can't stop talking about Ronda Rousey because she's hot. But
is that your most successful Instagram post?
Yeah,
it's got like
5,000. Yeah, got like 5,000 likes.
So gross.
I'd only last 34 seconds too, or whatever.
That's a good picture.
I've heard that a number of times.
Yeah, that's a really good picture of her.
Yeah,
like she looks good. I mean, she's obviously a good looking chick, but like some pictures, she looks a lot better than others.
Well, I think she has the background of being in athletics all the time, and I think women that are like that aren't always going to look really girly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that was
like they're not
going to
always,
right?
It's like when a chick is doing like a heavy squat.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to expect her to look like when she's purple and she's got 300 pounds on her back?
What
I mean? Like it's going to look different.
Yeah, she does look a lot different when she's not in the throes of a fight. But...
Yeah, she looked amazing when she went out for her weigh-in.
And then
during the fight, she like fluffed up a little bit.
The whatever Fast and Furious she was in, she looked all right. She looked a little fluffy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know someone's going to fucking hate, like, Mike, family, fat girls need love. Like, she's not fat.
She's still
very athletic.
But some
pictures, obviously, she looks way better than others, like every other celebrity in the world.
Yeah, well, it's just a fact that most people, almost all of us can afford to lose a few LBs.
Right.
And if you lose a couple pounds, you look a little better.
Yeah.
You know, your face looks a little better. You look a little younger.
Yeah. You heard her interview, about like, this body's made to like kick ass or something, not fuck millionaires. That's great. I mean, that's great for the sport.
Yeah.
She's not a do nothing bitch. That's a great fucking term, too.
Yeah.
But, she comes off a lot harder than I think she really is,
I think she's bipolar.
Well,
because sometimes she's like super sweet.
Yeah.
And then they pull clips and she's
they pull sound bites and they make her sound like she's a hard ass.
I think part of it is I think some of it, some of the persona that she puts out, I think, is because she's like, you know what? Fuck all you bitches. You guys hopped on this fucking train way late. I've been here forever, and yeah. I know how to kill all of
you.
Well,
she's confident, yeah.
Like, I literally know how to kill all of you, and I'm going to fucking show you every time we get into the ring until it's obvious, you know, because all these other girls have kind of got Misha Tate and a lot of these other girls have gotten into it years and years later. You know, she's been doing it since she was a little kid. So she was like almost like born and primed to do this like pretty much her entire life. And Misha Tate is really fucking good.
Right.
I don't think people realize Misha Tate took Ronda Rousey to the third round and she's they'll probably fight again, which will be, I guess, the third fight. And she'll have a decent opportunity to test her again, you know. But, yeah, she's – Ronda Rousey's just on another level. I think we saw Tyson was on another level. Jordan for many years was on another level.
Tiger Woods really used to be on another level.
Tiger Woods was on another fucking level for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't really put Kobe in there just because he had Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody always kind of had somebody, but Kobe just he wasn't
Kobe
as dominant.
Shaq is just a – that's a nasty combo.
Yeah. He just wasn't as dominant. The dominant player in that duo was Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah, Shaq killed everybody.
Is Kobe done?
He's playing this year.
Yeah, he'll be done. He'll be
after
done.
This, year. Yeah, after this year.
Yeah, Mark and I were just talking about that. We'll get him on the fucking podcast after that when he has no more Lakers
ties. He's just been hurt a lot.
Yeah, too hurt for like 6 years. Six years of battling shit's hard.
Well, and that's kind of the other than his personal shit, that's kind of the Tiger thing too. It's like every time he turns around, he's injured.
I think he's a faker.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's flopping, but in golf.
Yeah. Well, like every time he's like, "Oh, my back doesn't feel good." Like what? Like how's your like?
So like when somebody loses it or doesn't make a deadlift in
hammy
powerlifting, and they look at their hands.
Yeah.
Or they grab their hamstring.
Yeah, like grip wasn't ready. Like, well, that's part of the strength, right? If your grip strength isn't good, then you can't pull it.
Right.
You can't blame your.
Well,
grip.
If you look at
your grip like it's external.
You look at Jordan. I don't know what his. You know, somebody can fucking Google it or something, but. You look at how many times he's been injured. It's like it seems like he was kind of always there.
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
He had one knee
Johnson.
Problem. Larry's career would have gone longer if he didn't
he
get injured.
Back.
Yeah. His back flared up.
I think Barkley had a bad back too.
Yeah. Magic Johnson, obviously, HIV or whatever, put him down. Ended his career.
Yeah,
a little
but
early.
He was always out. He was always like, I mean, always playing.
And he
mean,
still had what? I don't know when he was drafted. Maybe 78, 79 or something.
And I think Peyton Manning had a 200 game streak going. One of the better active streaks going until he had that neck issue, which was sort of just a fluke thing, like a fucking broken neck, basically.
Same thing, like some of the non-flashy guys, you know, like Tim Duncan, never fucking injured. Karl Malone, never fucking injured.
Yeah, you got to be if you're gonna be great, you have to have a. In my opinion, there has to be some like longevity associated with it. Look at like. And this is just in our sport, but look at like Greg Panora.
Right.
Like what a fucking badass. The guy was crushing it in multiply gear. A lot of people looked up to him when he was smashing shit in multiply gear and he was on another level. He was smashing world records.
Yeah, Matt Wenning.
And then now he's doing the same thing raw.
Yeah.
And you got Matt Wenning doing the same thing. Brandon Lilly is still, you know, trying to recover from some injuries and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but before that it was a long streak.
Yeah, and hopefully he can come out of some of that. But
Panora had a stroke, right?
Yeah, he had a fucking stroke, yeah. Yeah, he had a stroke, and he still, you know, he came back, and he's still lifting like a motherfucker. You know, he's still benching over 550. I think he's squatting over 800 and pulling over 800.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But even with, like, Ronda Rousey, I just don't think that Ronda Rousey has competed enough yet for us to really pull the trigger. And she's obviously dominating now.
Yeah.
But that's always the thing I wonder about with some of these sports is, like, is it Sean White? I forget
snowboarder
what the
fuck. Or whatever. Snowboarder, yeah.
Sometimes you wonder like how many people are in this sport yet. Yeah. Like I realize that it's a huge sport. I totally understand that. But it's not like football.
It's not
like
soccer, Ohio, football, baseball, or basketball.
In Ohio, they give you every boy they put a football in their crib. Like they're not putting
Texas.
They're not putting a skateboard in their kids. You know, so it's. Yeah. The level of competition just isn't great yet, and I would not to offend any of the females that are in MMA, but
no,
I just don't think the level's there yet.
How new is it? It's been in the UFC for a year?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's been in
and
other
it's
federations.
It's taken the level of UFC males you know, well over a decade for them to get to the level they are now.
Yeah,
well,
like
maybe
there's
2 decades actually.
I don't know that much about MMA, so I'm sure I'll get hate. But like, it's taken this long to find a fucking freak like Bones Jones. Like
right.
Bones Jones' entire family's in the NFL, so he has the freak athleticism, and then he has the MMA background.
Right.
You know, where like in football,
I know
like
exactly
you said,
what you're saying. So there's a kid being born like right now, or a kid who's like 10 or 12.
Right.
That's kind of like Bones Jones, but probably he's going to end up being bigger and stronger.
Right.
And he's into MMA from the get-go because MMA is already popular.
Right. Like Adrian Peterson and Bones Jones may have the same athletic background, but fucking Adrian Peterson right. played football the whole time.
Because MMA, no one cared about MMA.
Yeah. And we mean athleticism, run fast, jump high, coordination, balance, all that shit. Like just fucking freak.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about being involved in a bunch of different sports and it settles out into football or MMA or whatever, you know.
That's what a lot of people, Chad Wesley Smith was talking about, I think in the car, not even on the podcast.
It's more
at
about
lunch about like weightlifting.
Yeah. Right.
Like we get more American kids doing like weightlifting movements and gymnastics movements, and then everything's going to get elevated, you know.
Ben Alderman's kid?
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yeah. Yeah,
his
kid's a freak.
Form is perfect. I mean, you're not going to find a better looking.
And
hopefully,
you know, in my opinion, when he turns like 10, 11, 12, he gets a ball in his hand because I think that's just as well-rounded as anything else.
Right.
Or like some of our best athletes played baseball, basketball, football growing up and then in high school kind of decided rather than decide it at 9 that I want to be a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my personal opinion. But
there's probably some multiple different ways to get a similar result, but I think you got a good point. Rich Froning played football and baseball.
Right.
And then he just like runs around his fucking ranch and shoots shit.
Yeah.
And he fucking won the CrossFit Games again.
Well, it's the same thing.
I mean, he didn't win the individual, but he still won the team part of it.
Same thing in powerlifting, just broader scope, right? Closed scope, you have 8 months to do a powerlifting meet. You get your GPP down in the first month, and then you get more specific as you get down, right? Yeah. You have to have a general physical preparedness. And that's what, like, playing baseball, basketball, football, soccer for 5 years, and then
things,
playing football and basketball, and then going D1 and playing football, and then getting more specific as you go on.
Right. I guess, you know, all things being equal, the better athlete you are, the better you're going to be as a powerlifter or bodybuilder. Like Stan, I think, had a scholarship, right?
And yes, he was soccer.
A Scully.
Yeah.
He had a scholarship, and he was a pro bodybuilder. And,
Phil Heath.
Just an ass-kicking powerlifter. Yeah, I mean.
Phil
Heath's
high school basketball team with Jamal Crawford, one of the best six men in the NBA.
Brian Shaw
played basketball.
Yeah, Brian Shaw played basketball and football. I think he was recruited to Arizona State.
Yeah.
And he went to some sort of strength camp of some sort and picked up something that, like, no one else can even, like, pick up.
Yeah.
And he, like, just, like, walked away, and they're like, whoa. Where the fuck are you going?
Yeah. Even Jim Wendler.
Somebody like discovered him basically. Like, what's this?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I didn't even know it was supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big backgrounds.
Yeah. Jim Wendler was a Division I football player. I think maybe he walked on, but he still made the fucking team and was a contributing factor to their team. So that's, you know, the better athlete you are, the higher opportunity you have to be awesome.
Yeah.
In any sport.
And if you suck, you suck. Sorry, guys. Give up.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed something weird when my grandson was here. You know, he's 7 months old. And with my kids, I never wanted to particularly push them. I wanted them to be involved in sports if they were interested.
But now that you're a grandpa, you can force them into shit.
It's a totally different experience, dude. It's completely different. Because, I mean, my daughter-in-law and I are kind of on the same wavelength about this. Because she did a lot of stuff. She did more varied stuff than my kids did. And we're thinking, okay, gymnastics, some martial arts.
Yeah. That's one thing I wish I would have kind of done now, looking back, martial arts of some nature.
Yeah, I think that I know for my younger son it would have been a good thing because he got into it more as a like after he graduated from high school, and it was like an awesome thing for how his brain worked.
Yeah, body control, all that stuff.
yeah, it's awesome. So think about that, and you think about like, okay, so they're in Canada, so hockey's a given.
Yeah, curling.
Like, yeah, curling.
Yeah.
You can't – hockey, we don't understand it so much here in California, but hockey, you have to start really early.
You have to learn how to skate.
Yeah, you got to.
You can't skate when you're older.
They start them at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Learning to play hockey. It's crazy, but at the same time, like, if you start in high school age or even younger than that, you know, 8th grade, it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be too hard to. I mean, the skating part of it. You know, we talked about Wayne Gretzky earlier. He was known as being awesome at skating.
Right.
You know, he was really good at avoiding people, not getting killed, basically.
Yeah.
The fuck else was I going to say?
Probably something useless.
Yeah, probably something stupid.
We've talked about that in CrossFit, too, how maybe they haven't even found their freak yet.
Right.
Like, Froning's a good athlete.
Oh, yeah.
But he was a D3 or D2.
Well, look at the evolution
player.
From Hoist Gracie till now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Hoist Gracie was awesome, but then he also got, like, just totally, completely killed by Matt Hughes.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Matt Hughes was, like, the ultimate evolution of the sport because he was a wrestler, and he fought under Pat Miletich, and Pat Miletich was kind of the first, you know, quote-unquote first. I'm sure there's a bunch of firsts, but he was the first coach to kind of bring everything all together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
with a wrestling background.
Yeah, what happens when the running back recruit for Alabama decides just to do CrossFit for 10 years?
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
everybody's
yeah.
fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I'm not interested in playing football yeah. or going to – I don't even want to go to school. I just want to fucking CrossFit
yeah.
and kill
yeah.
everybody in the CrossFit games.
Yeah, they're fucked.
What's going to happen with these guys who decided because of concussions and stuff that they're getting out of the NFL? And they
yeah.
don't, you
yeah,
know I mean?
They go to CrossFit.
They go to CrossFit or they go to something else where their heads are
oh,
not.
I know I was going
to
say. What you were talking about, like kind of pushing your kids or grandkids or something
yeah.
towards something. I think, you know, like what's healthy or what's good for the kid is just so debatable, you know? Like if you were trying to encourage a two-year-old to eat broccoli, like you were like, hey, the broccoli's really good, and grandpa's going to eat it, and you're
yeah.
chomping on it, and you're like, hey, it's great, and smiling. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that.
Right.
But if you were trying to have the kid, like you know, do push-ups or I don't know, maybe like he's at two, it'd be kind of hard to have him training for much of anything. But if he was like seven and you're really working on him with for baseball or something, somebody might think you're pushing him too much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they're really the same thing. They're just slightly different. I mean, you're really just trying to have the kid be healthy in one point, and then also you want to see him excel. It's not really good enough just to participate. You want to see.
Yeah, you don't want everyone to suck.
Yeah, you
want
to yeah. see. Well, you want some success because you want a couple fucking pats on the back.
I think
you know?
The
like,
line.
Like, not for yourself, but for your grandkid or your kid. You want to see them succeed so that they're more comfortable in other things that they try.
Because part of the idea of being involved in sports is, you know, there's the discipline and all that stuff. But part of it is that is some success, carrying some success, some confidence, and carrying it into other
right.
things. You
yeah.
know? I don't know. I just noticed in this trip that even he's learning to crawl, mm-hmm. right? I'm tapping on his you know which leg that I want him to push okay push you know I
yeah,
mean
yeah.
and it, that level of separation it's another generation so like with my kid I'm not gonna push him
yeah.
that hard
right
but I don't see this kid every single day and
right
so
yeah
you know
push him yeah,
yeah
feed him candy when he's here and fucking make him do shit but like I don't know because obviously Mark's a father Jim's a father and a grandfather I have nothing I have a puppy but I think intention matters so if
yeah.
you're in the backyard playing catch with your kid because you're trying to make him fucking go to the MLB
right
or
yeah.
if you're playing catch with your kid because he likes to play catch
right.
or you want him to be like you said a little bit of success
yeah.
you don't want your son to go play baseball suck at it hate himself hate the sport hate,
right.
you want him to go out there and make a play here and there
right.
like maybe not be the star but yeah
right.
you want him to
yeah,
be the star but maybe
success.
Yeah at least he does something pretty good out there
yeah
that's why you're playing catch with him or obviously bonding or whatever
right.
else
yeah
that's different than like, oh, hey, Timmy, it's fucking 10 o'clock. Time to train for the MLB,
yeah.
buddy.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think you're doing your kid any favors
yeah.
when you do that. Also, like some of my older son's friends had older parents and they just weren't sure
yeah.
about like how to, they waited till later in life to have kids and they weren't even sure what the fuck to do with them. And so having them be involved in activities like that was a way to figure out what to do with your kid.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they overscheduled them. You know, they burned them out of, I mean,
yeah.
of those sports.
I remember when I was coaching in Woodland at Pioneer High School, and our coach was just, like, really frustrated to the point where, I mean, he was almost in tears after a practice. He's like, man, I just can't get – he's, like, the ultimate motivator. So I never saw him like that. I was like, what the hell? Joey Montoya, I think he's still coaching, but I don't remember where the fuck he's at now. Anybody know where Taylor goes? Is that his name? Our strongman kid, is that his name?
Oh, Tyler. Placerville.
Placerville. Okay, that's where he coaches.
Yeah, Placerville.
Yeah. Anyway, Coach Montoya, yeah, he was really upset after a practice, and I just said, hey, man, you know, the truth is you can't make these kids love the sport as much as you do.
Right.
You know? And then it just smashed him. He was like, holy shit, you're fucking right, you know? He didn't use those words because he's a Bible beater. But
doesn't curse.
But he was like, "Oh, you're right, Coach Bell." He's like, "That makes sense." I was like, "You can show them your enthusiasm, and you can get them excited, and you can motivate and inspire them." But they're not thinking of, you know, how to catch the fucking corner on this particular sweep at midnight. You know,
right.
Like, that's what you're doing. You know,
that was always our goal as a coach. Like, as a coach, maybe 4 or 5 years. And I had also a great coach that I assisted, you know, kind of a motivator, mm-hmm. kind of a general, like, life leader rather than just a sports right. guy. It's like, our goal was to, like, show them passion for anything. You know, like, if that's basketball. For us, it was leading through basketball. Like, man, I'd show up every day as a coach with a fucking big smile on, like, throw my bag down, high-five everybody, like, how fucking awesome is it that we get to play basketball today?
Right.
You know, like, you kids just sat in a desk for 10 hours. How shitty was that? And now we get to fucking dick around for 2 hours, you know? And you just show them how awesome moving around is. And I think that's what we try to do in powerlifting, too. Just, right. like, how awesome is it that we get to go fucking lift weights? No matter how shitty your day is,
yeah.
how shitty your life is, the
it's
passion.
A privilege.
Yeah, it's a privilege. You can get fucking, it's something to get excited about. Like, hey, maybe I'll fucking do this today just because mm-hmm. it's fun. It's something you don't have to do, you get to do.
Yeah, you don't have to do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You think you do for some reason.
Yeah.
You think you have to do a certain weight in a certain way, and it's like, quit being a fucking pussy and just fucking lift some weights. Have some fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
I think, too, that people, when they find a sport that sort of fits with their brain,
yeah,
that's where they're going to be, like, the coach, like, football works in his head. Like, mm-hmm. Austin.
Yeah.
Like, he can explain the entire yeah, world Lombard. In terms of football because
yeah.
that's where his brain is.
He loves it.
I think my grandson's brain is with baseball because my wife and I had him and sent his parents out a couple of times while they mm-hmm. were here because they hadn't really been away from him at all
right.
Since he was born. And he got into a couple, you know, screaming jags. And honestly, the thing that got him to calm down is I put him in front of the TV with baseball.
Yeah. Like, maybe it was the colors or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then we took him to a Giants game, which he loved. Cool. But the first half inning that he was paying attention to, mm-hmm. the Brewers last hitter struck out to end the inning. He screamed, just screamed because everyone was cheering and stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, maybe baseball's in his brain.
Maybe right. it's in there.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always funny when parents are like, oh, my kid, he loves this. And it's like, he's like super young. And you're like, yeah, you probably love that. And that's probably why they're attracted to it because you
yeah,
watch it all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they see right. people get happy.
Or you do it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's like, oh, that kid can, that kid, let's hold on a second. That kid can barely see.
Yeah.
Kid certainly is not ready to talk yet or anything. You know, it's kind of funny. But whatever.
It's great.
Any fucking way.
Back to greatness. Back to us.
Anyway, I was
talk
watching
about
this
dominant
thing on,
podcast.
I was watching this thing about Jordan last night, and I only caught kind of the tail end of it, and there was a bunch of shit about Kobe, interviews with Kobe Bryant. But, you know, Jordan was just, he'd just fucking take over the game.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see. But, like, again, you know, just bringing up the injury thing, I'm sure he was hurt a lot. I'm sure he was fucked up, but he was pretty much always out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And I think nowadays you're seeing more guys like sit the bench strategically at certain times, and you know, maybe some things have changed. I don't know about
the game's being managed differently, coached differently
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways they do sit guys at different times.
Yeah, you start looking at them as investments rather than players. Rather,
I don't
than,
think they care about like the regular season as much.
No,
those are
all
things I've never
yeah,
heard of
really
before.
Clear.
Like it's. To me, it's it kind of sucks as a fan. You
yeah.
know, I went to a Kings game this year. I think you went to the same game.
Yeah, yeah.
And no LeBron, you know? It's like he was just sitting there in a fucking tux, and he clearly could have played. It's like, why can't the guy get out there for fucking 12 minutes
yeah, yeah.
and shoot some fucking hoops for us? You
yeah,
know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Like, it's
I know
all
he's
analytics.
Saving himself towards the end or whatever, but...
Yeah, just know. All analytics.
Yeah.
And math and stats and yeah. breaking everything down. If yeah. All right, I think my best player can handle... 30,000 minutes of playing over these next 6 months. How am I going to break up these 30,000 minutes? It's going to be 10,000 for sure in the playoffs, and then I'm going to separate it out
yeah.
however I can. He can take this many steps before his ACL is about to bust.
And with someone like Tim Duncan, it makes sense because he's like 4,000 years old. And I think he consistently has like knee problems, right?
So, yeah. He's a 7-footer. You're going to get something fucked up.
Yeah, shit's always swelling up on him. They're trying to save him for the playoffs. And it usually works really well for them.
Popovich, the Spurs coach, I think, kind of started all that.
Yeah.
He was one of the first guys, kind of like whoever that is.
But they have enough players to handle it.
Yeah. And you can argue on the other side, like, well, if you're a good enough team, it's a team sport, you should be able to sit who you want, blah, blah, blah. There's a million ways to view it. But who's the guy from the A's? Billy Beane?
Yeah.
You know, he brought all the fucking GM stuff into mathematics and analytics and stats.
Moneyball.
They're just doing the same thing with players, you know, minutes, coaching.
I think that he's a good example, though, of how far that sabermetrics can take you and not take you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know. When they suck, they really suck.
Yeah. Maybe you just missed the ball.
Yeah. Well, they don't have the budget to be able to back up. I mean, sometimes you have to hold on to people.
Yeah, baseball's really...
Regardless of the statistics.
Yeah, baseball is a little more statistical and analytical than any other sport.
Well, yeah, because there are so many games.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about the NBA, but there are only so many how many games in the regular season?
Yeah, 82? Double.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Double. And you don't see that much of the rest strategy in baseball.
Yeah, what I don't really like about baseball, maybe from day one, but maybe now is my excuse, is just like I always feel like it's pitcher dominant.
Yeah,
you know, like if you have,
it can be money dominant.
If you have,
you buy a bunch of pitchers, and you win.
There's no cap. That kind of blows my mind. That's happens in European soccer, and so Barcelona is the best fucking team in the world for the last 30 years because their guys wants to spend the most money.
Yeah, right. They still have luxury.
Tax. But if you want to sacrifice that, then you're gonna fucking win.
Right. Well, if you have a lot of money, you can afford to cover that.
Yeah.
Stuff,
literally, Barcelona is like the Yankees, I guess, of the 90s and early 2000s. They have the two best players in the entire planet on the same team.
Yeah.
Like that's stupid. Like how does that even happen?
Yeah, the Yankees, I think they've won something like 29 world championships, and I don't think anybody's even within 10 of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
wild.
But they still have a lot of money now, and they're not.
They're not doing great. It's true, money's not everything.
Well, it makes it, as the sport continues to advance, it makes it harder to find the right people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like the Patriots are sort of known for not only cheating, but you know, finding some, like really getting a lot out of their talent.
Right,
I think
right.
Some of that is from Belichick, obviously.
I was about
and
to
some
say.
Of that's from like Brady. Like some of the, like I think the difference between Kobe and Jordan is like it seemed like Jordan played with like a lot of love. I'm sure Jordan wasn't always the easiest person to get along with
because
he's like such a fucking maniac and wanted to win so bad. But it seemed like the other players were willing to just, you know, fucking stick it out for him. And with Kobe, it seemed like it was different, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of been Lakers versus Kobe in the news and drama. It was never like that, or at least to the public, it was never like that with the Bulls. People bought in. And that's like another thing.
Shaq and Kobe. Like, Shaq just seems awesome.
Yeah, and they hated each other.
Yeah, Shaq just seems fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Baseball, I kind of feel the same thing. It's like you were talking about whatever weird strategy you talked about in football that I don't understand, but there's so much like strategy like that, and there's like analytics and strategy in baseball, like when to rest, which pitcher you want to go against what batter or what game or whatever, but like seems so like cut and dry to me, where like basketball and football are more like on the minute analytics rather than on the month analytics.
Well, it's for sure that in the course of a game, late in a game,
yeah, maybe who you're going to bring out.
Yeah, because everybody's sitting there. Everybody who's paying attention is sitting there. They know who's on the bench for one team. They know who's in the bullpen for the other team. And, you know, if this – they can tell you. Announcers can say, if this is the batter that's coming up, then this is the pitcher that's coming in.
Yeah,
left hand, right hand, you know, dominance one to the other.
Right. Who can hit a fastball and who can throw a fastball.
Right. Who can hit left-handed, right-handed, and who has history with a particular pitcher, batter, or whatever. I mean, people who are paying attention can tell you those things.
Yeah.
They're in the minute, but they're not because they're known.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel in baseball, you could get the three best pitchers in the league somehow, or if you could, you're just going to fucking win some goddamn games. And, like, football is not the case. Like, Dan Marino, you could argue – I don't think this, but you could argue he's the best quarterback of all time. If you wanted to argue that somehow,
he had some sick stats,
Yeah, and he didn't even make the playoffs until like half his fucking career.
Yeah, yeah, he made the Super Bowl year number one, and that was it.
Yeah, that's rough.
Never went back.
That's really rough.
Yeah, brutal.
So sad, Mr. Marino. I think I have a signed Dan Marino ball.
Yeah,
I need to get on eBay, sell some of my shit.
You know, I think with with football, the execution of 11 people moving around at one time, or even 22 people on both sides. But just with that many people moving around, it makes it complicated.
Yeah, it's really complicated.
On like, what the hell is going to – I mean, Tom Brady throws interceptions and messes up here or there, or his receiver goes to catch it, and he, you know, hits the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
And then the other guy fucking intercepts it and goes the other way for touchdown. There's, like, a lot of fucking variables. But I think that's – you're right. I think with pitching, the guys – if the guy's really good, he's going to pitch the ball really well most of the time.
Well, and there's one variable, right? It's like the and
throwing the ball to the catcher. And
if I was a pitcher,
the same distance, nobody's moving around.
Yeah.
If I was a pitcher, I'd love baseball because I like the mind game.
Yeah.
Like I like me. Oh, I just threw a curveball. This fucker thinks I'm going to throw a fastball. I'm going to throw a curveball again, bitch. You know, like I like that. Like Peyton Manning at the line. Like I love that. Like I don't know that much about football plays or anything. I know the basics. But like I love
Omaha,
that.
Omaha.
Yeah, well, I love that he's manipulating the shit out of every linebacker there. They have no clue what's about to come.
Yeah, yeah. Because he
I love that.
He can see the big picture.
Right,
he's one of those guys that after he's had so many reps, he can see how things are developing, which direction somebody's going to run, whatever.
Right. And that's what I love about basketball. Oh, I'm going to do this. If you do that, you're fucked because I'm going this way, or I'm doing that, or I'm doing this. Like, there's always an out.
Right. What you doing with your diet lately, Mikey? You're gaining some LBs. I told you to eat a hamburger, and you said you couldn't do it. You're getting too fat.
Up to 250 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I'm just eating a lot of food.
Eating a lot of food.
Yeah.
Eating some of that pousse, too?
No, not really.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not much of a cat man.
Wah.
More of a dog guy.
Wait, what? Now I'm really confused.
Yeah. Just eating a lot of food, man. Trying to keep my protein a little bit higher.
You still track everything?
Not as much. I try
to. Just like a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. On like off days or rest days, I'll track.
Yeah.
And then keep my carbs-ish low, like 300 carbs.
Right.
And then training days.
I just think any diet that you follow that's, you know, going to work towards getting you leaner is it's never going to be all that like sustainable, and I'm not saying that in a negative way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying
mentally,
that's the truth.
Mentally, it's hard.
It's good to take some breaks from it here and there to let yourself rest from it. And if you are someone that is meticulous with keeping track, I think that's great. That's a good way of doing things. But you know, even just to take a week off from that, could really help. Get rid of some anxiety and stress and probably be a positive thing for you.
I just know I have the mental willpower and the mental strength to cut anytime I want. I can get down to 190.
Yeah, that can be dangerous too, yeah.
Yeah. But I just know I can, you know, and so I'm not really worried. I'm more focused on getting stronger, and you don't want to, like, be in a diet your whole life unless you're really overweight, and just because of hormonal reasons, sleeping reasons, obviously strength reasons in our sport.
Yeah, and if you're not, I mean, it depends on whether you're competing.
In anything, bodybuilding, powerlifting,
Somebody on my Facebook the other day said that if you want the solution that works all the time, eat the same fucking bland food every goddamn day.
Yeah, it's consistent.
Every 3 or 4 hours.
Eat dry, look dry.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like, I mean, that's not who I want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care that much. I do, but I don't.
Right.
I mean,
it's the same reason, like, we talk about.
You said Arnold used to like kind of the way people plan out their numbers for a competition. He used to write down his food ahead of time.
Yeah.
Rather than afterwards. And he's like, that's what I'm going to eat 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
That's what my girlfriend does. She obviously there's meal prep.
Sandy. What's up, Sandy?
But she does like flexible dieting, and she'll just put it in her phone in advance. So she knows, oh, I get this at some point in the day, so I'm not going to go eat this Ben and Jerry's because I get this Quest bar or whatever.
Right, but she does eat some Ben and Jerry's here and there.
Yeah. She's not much of an ice cream person. She's pretty lame. Tonight Dough. Somebody called us out about the Tonight Dough conversation.
Yeah, video.
But then also...
It was kind of weird and impressive in some way. It was Jesus Christ that called us out. Yeah, I saw that.
Turned fucking water to ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
But yeah, I
didn't.
He said Tonight Dough wasn't that good, and so that kind of I just turned him off after that because he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I honestly haven't had it, so I don't really know.
It's really fucking good.
It's good.
It's good.
Any Ben and Jerry's.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything
from
about
fucking
nuts.
Chubby Hubby to Cherry Garcia. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't like Cherry Garcia.
But I'll still eat.
I'm not gonna say no, but
yeah, I don't like a bunch of fruit mashed into my fucking ice cream either, but
I think I told you there's a place called The Parlor. They put ice cream inside of a donut and then refry it.
Yeah.
They drove a truck out to Elk Grove.
What?
Yeah. So I met them there.
Oh my God.
What?
I had three last week.
I was like, just you?
Yeah, like just you? Me. They met me in a parking lot. It was like a drug deal. Just me in the fucking donut truck.
Like ice cream donut Uber.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Did you give him like, did you give him money, like just slip him some cash, like the handshake deal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they did the same with the donuts. Just whoosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slip awesome. It right off. Awesome. It is really fucking good, though. That's a great idea. I'm waiting for the next thing, you know? I think we talked about this, too, but like cupcakes were a thing. Then like Froyo was a thing. Mm-hmm. Now donuts are kind of the thing.
Yeah, what's the next?
Hopefully it's ice cream. I'm sure there's ways to...
I did have some protein ice cream.
Arctic Zero?
Company, no.
Halo
That's
Top?
Gross. Those are both gross.
Have you had Yasso? Yasso's not bad.
I don't know what I had, but I had one that was pretty good.
But I don't know. I'm not looking for not bad.
Oh,
no,
wait,
no.
Wait,
Yasso's
wait,
good.
Wait,
Yasso's
wait,
good.
Wait. No. Fuck. What's the company? Fuck, I'm not going to be able to think of it.
Shout out to Yasso. So Yasso is a frozen Greek yogurt, but then they'll make them in pops.
Oh, Strauss.
Strauss is pretty good.
They make a protein one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Good. Strauss is pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's not, you know, like their vanilla that they have, just their regular vanilla.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
can't
so
do that.
It's so creamy and amazing.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable.
Oh, not the protein one.
Not the protein one.
Right.
But the protein one is good. It's just not as good.
I think
it has half the amount of fat.
I think when you go protein, you need to have some shit in it. So this Yasso company makes a pop, like a fudge pop, but it's a cookie dough ice cream fudge pop.
Yeah.
15 grams of carbs.
Gag on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All 4 inches. It's cookie dough, 15 carbs.
At least pretend that you're gagging on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I learned that from the internet.
hint out there.
9 grams of protein, no fat. Mm. And it tastes pretty much like cookie dough.
I just gave a huge tip to our 7 ladies listeners out there.
That was so great. They're just calling themselves out.
Or a little tip.
You gave a little tip.
Gave a little tip.
Little tip of the week.
7 lady listeners. That's got a ring to it.
Yeah. We should do a ladies only contest just to see how many of them are running around.
Ladies only ladies only podcast.
Hey, ladies.
That'd be great. A ladies question and answer only.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We're only interested in 15% of our audience today.
Yeah. Yeah, the other 85 can go screw themselves. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm hearing that our guest is actually here now. So.
Oh my God.
So are we going to cut?
We're going to take a little break. And
we'll be back in an hour.
Take a fucking break.
I need a chicken teriyaki break.
Mm.
You can find Mark Bell on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Smelly Bell. Silent Mike with 2 K's, also Instagram and Twitter. Me, Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I want you to find me, which is, again, Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast. Twitter at STJimStack, Facebook.com/SupertrainingJim. Also, check us out on YouTube, YouTube.com/Supertraining06 at SupertrainingTV.
Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of Supertraining.